Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive. We're going to be talking AI today and how it's transforming businesses.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, should be a good one. Our guide for this deep dive is this article, From Curiosity to Mastery, Navigating the 5 Stages of AI Transformation.
Catchy title.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's written by Michelle Hill.
Yeah, Michelle Hill.
A workplace AI consultant based in Australia.
Right. And it's cool. She's a guest contributor and a partner of Scopic.
Yeah, they're a company that does a lot more than just typical software development.
Yeah, they offer like the whole package deal, right? Design and development and even marketing.
And with a global team, too.
So they really have a good perspective on how businesses all over the world are using AI.
Right, exactly. And in this article, Michelle lays out these 5 distinct stages of AI adoption.
Okay, 5 stages. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like a journey from the first, you know, baby step.
Kind of like dipping your toes in the water type of thing.
Yeah. From that initial AI curious phase.
AI curious, I like that.
To becoming what she calls AI elite.
Okay, so becoming like the masters of AI.
Exactly. And what I found fascinating is that Michelle emphasizes that any business can make this journey.
Really, any business?
Yeah, no matter where they are now.
Like even if they're just starting out.
Exactly. It's not just for these, you know, big tech giants or companies with tons of resources.
Right. I think a lot of people think that it's just not accessible for them.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way sometimes.
And that's a key takeaway right there.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing where your business is on this journey.
Yeah, like what stage are you at?
Exactly. And then figuring out how to move forward.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning.
Stage 1.
AI curious.
Love it. And it seems like so many companies are at this stage right now.
Yeah, just intrigued by AI, but not really sure what to do with it.
Right. Like they know it's got potential.
But they're hesitant to jump in.
Yeah, it's that wait-and-see approach, right?
But then I think some businesses get stuck in this phase.
Oh, definitely. They just get overwhelmed by how complex AI seems.
It can be intimidating.
For sure.
What's missing is that clear understanding of how AI can be used to actually solve their problems.
Right, like they get so bogged down by the technology.
Yeah, and they don't think about what problems they're actually trying to solve.
It's putting the cart before the horse.
Exactly.
But instead of focusing on the tech, it's about identifying the problem first.
Right. Figure out what you want to solve and then see if AI can help.
And Michelle suggests starting small.
Okay.
Pick one simple use case where AI can deliver value quickly.
So like a pilot project?
Yeah. Dip your toes in the AI waters.
Before diving in head first.
Exactly. Mm. Okay, so let's say a company has had that aha moment.
They've tried it out and they see the potential.
They're ready for more.
Stage 2, AI ready.
They're shifting from, is AI right for us? To how do we make AI work for us?
Moving from curiosity to actually making a plan.
Yes. And Michelle emphasizes how important it is to have a comprehensive AI roadmap.
Like a blueprint?
Yes. One that aligns with the company's overall business goals. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint.
Definitely not.
And that roadmap needs to address things like skill gaps, right?
Yeah, because most companies don't have these AI experts just waiting around.
It's like you need to figure out, okay, do we train our current employees?
Or do we find some outside help?
Exactly.
Or maybe a combination of both.
Michelle includes this really cool case study in her article.
Oh, yeah.
It's about this company called PitCrew.ai based in Australia.
What do they do?
They're using computer vision to monitor asset management.
Oh, wow.
In heavy industries like mining and construction.
Okay, so like keeping an eye on equipment and stuff.
Yeah. Using computer vision to analyze video feeds.
To detect any potential issues.
Prevent costly downtime or accidents.
That's huge, especially in those industries.
Right, where safety is so important.
So they're basically giving those industries an AI-powered set of eyes.
Exactly.
It's a really great example of how industries that you wouldn't think of using AI can benefit.
Totally. It's about finding those strategic applications where AI can actually make a difference.
Not just using it because it's the cool new thing.
Right. It has to have a purpose.
So let's say a company has moved past those initial little projects.
They're seeing some positive results.
Maybe even some early wins.
Okay. So they're starting to gain some momentum.
That brings us to stage 3, AI productive.
Where AI is actually contributing to the company's productivity and efficiency.
It's becoming a part of their daily operations.
It's not just an experiment anymore.
But now there's a new challenge.
It is.
How do they scale those initial successes?
Right. Like they've planted a few AI seeds.
It sprouted.
And now they need to figure out how to cultivate a whole AI garden.
That's a great way to put it.
And Michelle says the key is to integrate AI into the entire business strategy.
Not just isolated projects here and there.
Right. It's about weaving AI into the very fabric of the company.
Thinking bigger.
Much bigger. And she uses another case study to illustrate this.
Okay, what is it?
It's Aurifox, an Australian mining company.
Mining again, interesting.
And they're using machine learning to predict exploration sites.
Whoa, that's pretty advanced.
So instead of just drilling randomly,
they're using AI to analyze geological data.
To make smarter decisions about where to explore.
That can save them a ton of time and money.
And resources.
It's a really powerful example of how AI can optimize things.
And not just in industries you'd expect.
It's about thinking creatively about how AI can be applied.
It's not just about automating tasks.
It's about gaining insights, making better decisions, and creating more value.
And that's where things get really interesting as companies move further down this path.
They start to see the true potential of AI.
And that leads us to the fourth stage, AI Inside, where AI is deeply embedded in the company's culture.
Okay, so now we're getting into the really advanced stuff.
Right. What sets this stage apart from the others?
It's a cultural shift.
Explain.
AI isn't just a tool being used by certain departments.
It's everywhere.
It's woven into the company's DNA. It's a core competency that influences everything.
So it's like AI becomes the company's secret weapon.
You could say that.
Giving them a competitive advantage.
They're making data-driven decisions across the board.
Not just in certain areas.
They're using AI to explore new opportunities.
And to set themselves apart from the competition.
To innovate.
To do things that were never possible before.
Exactly. And Michelle really emphasizes that to get to this stage, you need buy-in from everyone.
From the top down.
The CEO to the frontline employees.
Everyone has to be on board with AI.
And she uses another case study to highlight this.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
This time it's Airwallex, a fintech company.
Fintech, that's a hot industry right now.
And they're using AI for fraud detection.
Oh, that's smart.
They're analyzing tons of data in real time looking for any suspicious activity.
So they can stop fraud before it happens.
Exactly, protecting their customers and their business.
It's like an AI-powered security shield.
Makes sense in fintech where trust and security are so important.
Absolutely, and it shows how AI can be used to build trust.
And enhance security.
But it also highlights how important it is to keep learning.
Because AI is constantly changing.
You have to stay ahead of the curve.
It's a never-ending quest for knowledge.
And that brings us to Michelle's final stage.
AI Elite, the pinnacle of AI transformation.
So what does it take to reach this level?
These companies are using AI to redefine their industries.
Wow, they're not just followers.
They're leaders.
The AI pioneers.
Forging new paths and setting new standards.
So think Google, Amazon, Tesla.
They're not just improving existing products.
They're creating entirely new categories of products and services driven by AI.
They're reshaping the world as we know it.
Okay, so that's AI Elite, but how do you get there?
Michelle outlines three key areas.
What do you do with them?
First, market leadership.
They have to be the ones leading the way.
They're setting the trends, not following them.
Second, continuous innovation.
They're never satisfied. They're always experimenting, developing new algorithms.
They have this insatiable hunger for AI.
And third, scalability.
They have to be able to bring their solutions to the masses.
Which requires robust infrastructure, efficient processes.
That's a huge accomplishment to reach AI Elite.
It's not a one-time thing either.
It's an ongoing commitment.
They have to constantly invest in research and development and cultivate that culture of innovation.
It's a never-ending journey.
But it's a journey that any company can embark on.
That's so encouraging. So we've gone through all five stages.
From AI curious to AI elite.
What are some of the key takeaways that stood out to you?
I think the most important is that AI adoption is a journey, not a destination.
It's not a project with a finish line.
It's a fundamental shift in how a company operates.
And it's different for every company.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
It depends on your industry, your goals,
yeah,
your capabilities.
And you have to be willing to constantly learn and adapt.
Because AI is always changing.
It's about being curious and embracing change.
And it's not just about the technology.
It's about the people.
Empowering your employees to use AI effectively.
And creating a culture where everyone is excited about AI.
So before we move on, I want to ask our listeners.
Yeah, where do you see your business on this AI journey?
What are your aspirations, your challenges, your strategies?
Let us know. Share your comments and questions on social media.
We'd love to hear from you.
And join us next time as we continue exploring these five stages of AI transformation.
We'll delve deeper into each stage
and give you even more insights and real-world examples.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
I like it. So welcome back to the deep dive.
We're picking up where we left off.
Exploring those five stages of AI transformation.
From Michelle Hill's article.
It's amazing how she lays it all out.
It's a journey.
Not just a destination.
Right. Like so many businesses, they think of AI adoption as this one-time thing.
Like a project.
You implement it and you're done.
But it's so much more than that.
An ongoing process.
Of evolution. It requires a fundamental shift.
In
how a company operates.
How they make decisions.
It's like climbing a mountain.
You reach one peak.
And you see another one ahead.
Even higher.
And each stage of that climb.
Requires different things.
Different skills.
Different tools.
Different mindset.
So last time we were talking about the AI inside stage.
Where AI is really embedded in the company's culture.
But Michelle takes us even further.
To the fifth and final stage.
AI elite.
The summit.
What makes this stage so elite?
These companies aren't just using AI effectively.
They're using it to completely redefine their industries.
They're the trailblazers.
The ones forging new paths and new standards.
Amazon to Salesa.
They're not just incrementally improving things.
They're creating entirely new categories of products and services.
Driven by AI.
Wow.
Reshaping the world.
And Michelle outlines three key areas that companies need to focus on to reach this level.
First, market leadership.
Of not just keeping up. They're setting the pace.
Second, continuous innovation.
Always experimenting.
Always pushing the boundaries.
Developing new algorithms.
Finding new ways to use AI.
And third, scalability.
They have to be able to scale their solutions quickly.
To really make an impact.
So reaching that AI elite stage.
It's a huge accomplishment.
But it's not a one-time thing.
It's an ongoing commitment.
To excellence.
Michelle says to maintain that elite status.
Companies need to constantly invest in research and development.
Cultivate a culture of innovation.
Be adaptable.
It's a never-ending journey.
But it's a journey that any company can embark on.
Regardless of their size or industry.
So we've journeyed through all five stages.
From AI curious to AI elite.
What are some of the things that stood out to you from this framework?
I think the most important takeaway is that AI adoption is a journey.
Not a destination.
It's a fundamental shift in how a company operates.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
The path will be different for every company.
Based on their specific circumstances.
And it's crucial to be adaptable.
To keep learning.
The AI landscape is constantly changing.
So you have to be willing to evolve.
And I think it's easy to get caught up in the technology.
But at the end of the day,
AI adoption is about people.
Empowering your employees.
Giving them the tools and knowledge they need.
Creating a culture of excitement around AI.
Because AI is a tool.
And it's only as good as the people using it.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
I want to turn it back to our listeners.
Where do you see your business on this AI journey?
What are your aspirations?
What challenges are you facing?
What strategies are you using?
We'd love to hear from you.
Share your thoughts and experiences.
With social media.
This is a conversation that needs to be happening everywhere.
The AI revolution is happening now.
It's impacting every industry.
Every business.
Every individual.
The question is, what role will you play?
Will you be a spectator?
Or an active participant?
Shaping the future with AI.
The choice is yours.
And the time to choose is now.
We'll be back next time to wrap up our deep dive.
Into the five stages of AI transformation. All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive.
Into the five stages of AI transformation.
We've talked about it a lot.
From that initial curiosity.
All the way to AI mastery.
It's been a journey.
And one of the things that's really stuck with me.
Was that AI adoption?
It's not just about the tech.
It's about changing a company's culture.
Their whole mindset.
Their DNA.
It's like hitting the refresh button.
On their entire operating system.
And it's not just about doing things differently.
It's about thinking differently.
Using data to make decisions.
Fostering innovation.
Empowering employees.
And recognizing that AI is constantly evolving.
So you have to be flexible.
Adaptable.
Always learning.
Experiment.
Like navigating a ship.
Through uncharted waters.
You're constantly adjusting your course.
Based on new information.
And you need a good crew.
One that's ready for anything.
And excited to explore.
And that's where leadership comes in.
Creating that culture.
Of curiosity and innovation.
Now, before we wrap up.
There's one more thing I wanted to mention.
What's that?
Michelle talks about how AI isn't just for businesses.
It's for humanity.
It's about thinking bigger.
Than just profits.
It's about using AI to solve the world's problems.
Like climate change.
Poverty.
Using
this incredible technology.
To make a real difference.
But that means being responsible, making sure AI benefits everyone.
So as we finish up this deep dive.
I want to leave you with this thought.
The AI revolution is happening.
Right now.
It's changing the world.
And it's only going to get bigger.
So the question is,
what role will you play?
Will you just watch from the sidelines?
Or will you be a part of it?
Shaping the future with AI.
The choice is yours.
And the future is waiting.
This has been The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening.